You're listening to Little Raleigh Radio, streaming at littleraleighradio.org.
Hello and welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast for people curious about transit and transportation. I'm James.
And I'm Jennifer. Before we begin our show today, we want to say a quick thank you to all of those listening to our show and sharing it with other transportation geeks. That's because Inbound Raleigh has just celebrated its one-year birthday. Yay!
Yeah, Tempest Fugit. We've really come a long way. I remember we recorded our first episode, I think, on an old 8-track player. So now look at us with a full-fledged production studio care of Little Raleigh Radio. Pretty nice.
So, and this is probably a good time also to say that if you want to help Inbound Raleigh grow, please rate us on iTunes or Google Play and tell your Raleigh friends about us. So far, we're not asking for money or sponsors, but if you do want to pitch in, you can do that on our website. And again, thank you all so much for listening and for your interaction. We really appreciate that part, especially. Our goal here is, of course, to foster discussion about transportation and transit, and we're glad that somebody out there cares as much as we do. Okay, so now that we're done patting ourselves on the back, it's time to get back to business. Today we're going to be talking about Lime Bike. This is a bike share program that hit the streets of NC State last month. The eye-catching lime-colored bicycles, you probably have seen them, have generated a bit of buzz online. So we thought we'd get some more information from the source.
Well, that's right. Today we're joined by Mike Kennan, the Assistant Transportation Director at NC State. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
So, Mike, please first describe to us your role. I guess I hadn't really thought about NCSU having its own transportation team, but big duh, of course it must.
Sure. A lot of folks don't realize that NC State's really the size of a small city. With the students and employees, we're about 40,000 people. Mm. And so over in the southwest corner of Raleigh, we act like a small city. Had a transportation department for many, many years, and we operate the Wolf Line system. We maintain the parking decks and lots. We handle traffic control devices on campus, just very similar to a transportation department for a city.
Yeah. So tell us a little more about Lime Bike, how it works, how much it costs.
Lime Bike is a dockless bike share system. It is set up so that the bikes can be put at any rack, any parking space on campus. So it's very convenient. You download an app to your smartphone, you put a credit card on that app, and you can walk up to any Lime Bike, scan the QR code on the back, and you're off and on your own.
Very cool. And I understand it's pretty cost-effective for students?
For students and employees, it's 50 cents for a half hour. For the general public, it's $1 for a half hour.
Okay. And there's 300 bikes out there right now, is that right? But we're going to add more?
We currently have 300 bikes in our program. It is a pilot program for this semester, and we're going to be evaluating in January to see how this has gone. Lime Bike is very excited about bringing more bikes to campus if we're interested in that. So we've talked about expansion of possibly another couple hundred bikes in the spring.
Wow. So there are a lot of bike share systems out there. Why did NC State decide to go with Lime Bike?
We've been researching bike share systems for the past year. Students had been coming to us asking for this service. They'd been showing us other examples of universities providing similar things. And over the summer, started looking at universities, primarily in North Carolina, and what they were doing. And I went to UNCG with some colleagues. We reviewed their program. They had just kicked it off in June, was very impressed, and was able to work things out very quickly so that Lime Bike could implement before classes started in August.
Okay. So as you mentioned, these are dockless, so you can park them anywhere. You don't have to go find your bike share station. What are some of the advantages you see to that approach?
Convenience. Theoretically, you can walk right outside your door, walk to the nearest bike rack. There'll be a Lime Bike there. You pick it up and you take off. And again, convenience at your destination. You park it at the nearest rack and walk in the door. You don't have to go to some sort of small number of racks somewhere and lock a bike in. You're just going to the normal bike facilities.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So, well, it sounds like as a result of that, the bikes can sort of end up all over the place. Like you said, they're not one central or multiple central locations. How does the redistribution work for the bikes?
Well, Lime Bike has 3 full-time employees that are working on distribution. And so every morning they're looking at their system. They're looking at what bikes have not moved in the last 24 to 48 hours. They're looking at where bikes are off of campus. And again, if they're being utilized off of campus, they may leave a bike for a day or so. But they are actually going out and finding vehicles that haven't been used, bringing them back to an area that they know will be used, such as Central Campus, maybe the Student Center, maybe to the gym, some very popular spots like that.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So with that, though, have you experienced any problems? I mean, I have seen a lot of bikes way off campus. I wonder if people are just kind of abusing that a little, or maybe because you don't have to park it, you could take a bike up into your dorm room, for example.
Well, certainly we have seen bikes off campus. And again, Limebike is looking at that every day and going back and retrieving bikes that have not been used in 24, 48 hours.
Okay.
But certainly the system can be used by the public. And if we do see a bike being used off campus, and we want it to be brought back to campus, we would prefer that it's someone commuting to campus or around campus. But certainly they can be used off campus and have been. We found very few pranks or vandalism with our bikes. You talk about bikes being in dorm rooms. The only kind of fun story that I heard was I will approach students that I see riding bikes and just ask them questions about why they like the system and such. And I was told recently that one gentleman's on the on an athletic team, and he loves to ride the bike to practice. And he kind of hides it around the corner at the door, hoping that no one will use it, so it'll be there when he gets out of practice. So
yeah, that's convenient.
So how much do these bikes weigh? Is it easy to carry them up down a flight of stairs, or are they kind of bulky?
They're about 38 pounds. So other bike share programs we've looked at, there were 45, and some electric assist systems are 75 pounds. So
yeah.
So these are beefed up. They're not going to be as light as a personal bike, but they're certainly not going to be as heavy as some bike share systems.
Okay. And what's the overall reaction been so far? Sounds like people seem to appreciate the system.
You know, the student reaction has just been overwhelmingly positive. They love the system. They think the price point is great. I have received zero negative comments from students.
Wow.
We've received some comments from surrounding neighborhoods. There's a bike here. Could you come get it? But nothing negative. It's more about just letting you know that a bike is here.
Oh, okay.
So been very positive.
So earlier this year, we did an episode about the city because they're working on a bike share program as well. That's going to launch next year. Is there, I've read some discussion online. People are wondering why didn't NC State and the city work together to create one bike share system? Are there advantages to having two?
Well, we have worked with the city and we're very supportive of their program. A couple of things that make us different from the city, though, mm-hmm. was, again, the convenience. The city system is designed so that it has a fixed number of stations, and I think they're proposing 30 stations throughout downtown and out Hillsborough Street to the Art Museum. And that was not going to give the flexibility that I think the students would demand. There were going to be a very few number of stations, primarily on North Campus. It would not allow us to cover Centennial Campus. That program is going to rely on advertising for some of its revenue, and the university does not advertise on campus. And so there were just some things that was not going to work to have that on campus. So I really think the two systems will complement one another. Downtown system can come to the university and the university can go to downtown. Certainly the city is going to have a very unique system in that they're going to have a percentage of the bikes going to be electric assist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be their game changer. Our game changer is the dockless system and theirs is going to be the electric assist. So I really think that the city, and I say the city, the citizens and students are really going to get the best of both worlds. They're going to experience the benefits of both types of systems.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you had mentioned UNC Greensboro is another university that had implemented this. Do you think bike share is the future for campus transportation? I mean, not every university is as big or as widespread as NC State. So would this even work for smaller schools, do you think, or is it more targeted towards places like NC State that are a small town, essentially.
Well, I think that a company like Limebike is going to need some sort of moderate size to make their system work from a costing standpoint. But certainly I think bike share is going to be something that we see continue for a long, long time. One of the reasons that we were so interested from a staff standpoint is we pick up hundreds of bikes at the end of the semester that have been abandoned. Students leave bikes, bikes that are in disrepair. And so bringing a bike share system to campus, we think is going to reduce that. Other campuses that have done similar things have seen reductions as much as 50-60% of derelict bikes at the end of the semesters.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons we've done it, to help us from a staff standpoint. But again, the overwhelming support from the students, I just know this was a great decision for the university. I'm very glad to see how smooth it's been implemented and the great feedback.
Mm-hmm. How much does this cost the university? I understand some of these programs doesn't cost you anything.
Limebike does not cost the university anything.
Okay.
So their business model is set up strictly on the revenues. So that's great for us.
Yeah.
That was another plus and allowed us to bring Limebike to the campus very quickly because of that.
Okay. So, yeah, you had mentioned earlier that there's not sponsorships and NC State doesn't do advertising on campus, but do you ever partner with local businesses to offer riders discounts?
We do partner with local bike shops. There are a couple of shops, and they're listed on our NC State transportation website that offer discounts. If you'll come in with an NC State ID, you get discounts for equipment.
And bike share programs have been around for a while, so tell us why now for NC State? Why was this the right time?
Well, again, the students were asking for it. Other campuses are using it. One of the things that we're doing on campus is changing our parking philosophy somewhat. We're going to what we call a park once philosophy. Employees and commuting students need to come to campus, park the car once, and then we need to give them options of how to get around campus without moving that car again. And so this year we have replaced our entire fleet of Wolfline buses. We have a new contractor on board. We have redesigned several of our routes to be more efficient. We're now offering Limebike, again trying to not only preach the park once, but give the students and employees the tools they need to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, thank you very much to Mike Kennan of NC State's Transportation Department. And you can learn more about Limebike on our website, inboundraleigh.com.
Yeah, we also want to hear from you. Have you ridden one of these bikes yet? What did you think? Please share your feedback with us. You can do that at inboundraleigh@gmail.com. Or you can reach us at inboundraleigh on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time.